You are listening to Christian and Vince.
What's the deal, yo?
You gated up and brothered it down. Or you brothered it up and gated
it down. You were talking about 800 numbers and 900 numbers. You're about to go into 1,000 numbers.
Well, he... Okay, look. If now...
I thought you were never going to stop.
No.
Last night on Christian and Vince.
ACT UP San Francisco, led by David Pasquarelli and Michael Petrelis, are just another cell of terrorists, this time only gay. The reason all this is happening is because of the threats that they have called into individuals who work with the newspaper, the bomb threat that they have lobbed against the San Francisco Chronicle. These people are terrorists. Let's give him a phone call.
Do you want to?
Sure.
Hello?
Hi, David.
Yeah, I'm telling you something, Christian.
Christian Grant.
I'm telling you right now, if I am on the radio, I'm going to sue ABC.com.
Oh, my God. Please don't do that. Please don't do that, David.
Listen, why don't you look at the numbers? Why don't you ask Jeffrey Klaus?
I have looked at the numbers. Syphilis is on the rise in the gay community in San Francisco, and it's because of irresponsible sexual behavior.
No, Christian, you're just kowtowing to homophobia and stereotypical behavior that gay people spread disease when they have been so responsible.
And you're just helping spread disease.
Ever.
And you're just helping dash the self-esteem of gays and lesbians by spreading disease with sexual irresponsibility.
Gays and lesbians is coming from Jeffrey Klosner because when they issue these warnings, harassment and violence of gay people goes up.
It's coming from barebacking ACT UP members of San Francisco.
Straight people bareback every day and it's called procreation. Where is your self-loathing coming from? Are you gay?
Oh,
What's the deal with the name? What's behind all that?
And you're really a farmer.
Yeah.
And you're really gay.
Wow.
I just don't raise animals. It's produce.
Okay.
So what do you grow?
Raspberries, red and black, blueberries, green grapes, strawberries, and green produce.
Oh, and the other farmers don't know you're gay.
Well, if they don't, they will get over it when they find out.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Look, if you're not doing anything bad, what's your problem?
Oh, Christian, that's not, no, okay. That's not the way to look at it.
All right.
Smart ass.
Oh,
yes.
Never mind.
You're both pretty.
Baby, open the door.
I can't let people hear the water tinkle.
You are highly rude.
Holy cow.
It's Christian and Vince.
We don't have time for the middle of the internet.
Yeah, we don't have time for the CNNs of the world.
Or the beginning of the internet.
Hello?
Esther Goldberg?
Yeah.
Hello, is this Esther Goldberg of EstherGoldberg.com?
Yes, it is. Hold on for a second.
All right, honey, all right.
I got you on my clicker here.
She's got
me on my clicker.
She's got to turn down the dateline.
I can't understand why I can't get you all to hush.
What?
You're
you can't make a shut up.
Do you hear yourself?
No, we hear ourselves all day, honey. Listen, I hear this.
For a second.
God damn it.
I can't. Turn the computer off.
You know, I
look,
guess...
Look, there's a button on the speakers. Just turn it to the left, all right, honey?
This she's right. She's taking notes on how we would possibly do away with a dead body. And I just can't believe that is something that you wanted to talk about.
Okay, I'm back.
Lord.
That is just absolutely disgusting.
They really need to get some more Jew-friendly computers out there.
Okay, I'm back.
Well, Esther Goldberg, it's Worldwide Wednesday!
In a place called the Internet, they brought their insanity to life through websites like Hamster Dance, Winking Jesus,
and EstherGoldberg.com.
Now, through a secret underground project called Setting, search
for we're not.
The Internet. They're back!
You all called me, and I'm sitting here with my computer going so loud, and I couldn't turn it off. I just downloaded that 365 thing.
Yes.
And it won't, it's like, it's weird as shit.
It won't thing. Shut up!
It took over my computer.
It took over your computer?
Well, you don't have Esther, nowadays they make these things like Windows Media Player and Real Player.
Oh, I got it. for some reason it was like a delay here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And plus I'm watching this idiot, David Blaine. Are you watching television?
Oh, no. The guy standing on a pole?
He's the idiot.
What is he doing?
Remember the guy, baby, remember the guy that we saw that he sort of levitated?
Yes.
That's him.
Oh, I know who he is. Oh. He's the guy who also buried himself in
ice. Buried himself
ice?
In underground. They stuck him in like a big slab of ice.
What a fucking idiot.
And now he's standing on an 80-foot pole
in
the middle of Bryant Park.
Why is he doing that?
It's a
he has no cable.
I guess it's a magic.
He has no cable.
It's for the people that have no cable. I guess this is supposed to be a magic trick or an illusion or something.
It's an endurance test to see if we're stupid enough to watch it.
Yeah, but it's us that need the endurance, not him.
Boy, oh boy. You know, he sure got that down pat then. He's like, you know, how can I just ensure that people will watch me for a very long time? Ah!
Hey, there he is. I'm watching him right now. The idiot is standing. I only found this out 5 seconds ago.
Well, what channel is this on?
ABC channel.
Leave it to the Disney Channel.
Well,
listen.
I was watching The West Wing, you know, here in Washington, D.C.
You know, and speaking of being here in Washington, D.C., they found your friend Chandra Levy over
only
in the park.
Only a block away from where I live.
A block away?
Connecticut.
Where were you on the night of when she disappeared?
Yeah.
Where was
I? Yeah, that's what I want to know. And inquiring
I was at
my
temple.
Yeah, okay.
You're
a likely excuse.
I was at temple. Mm-hmm. I
she was at temple eating something kosher.
And you didn't smell this a mile away.
No,
I mean, a block
up
away.
In a high rise. It only goes up to the fifth floor. Stinking flies.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Odor and flies only go to the fifth floor. Jews will never live below the fifth floor.
Because I can see why you smell all the dead people.
It would. So you live above the fifth floor and the flies. Don't come in on smelling that crap. Did you get the picture I sent you?
I did, and we put it on our... If you actually go to our website and click the point, you get to read my daily opinion there. You can click on the archive and see this picture, this wonderful picture of Esther to both you and me, baby.
Uh-huh.
And you know who did that for me?
Well,
my webmaster.
Well, whoever did that picture did a damn good job. That is a great picture.
Well, my webmaster, Michael Wise, and his lover, Eric, designed my brand new website.
And the website is EstherGoldberg.com. And it is a dramatic kind of upgrade of the website before. It's great.
Well, and these guys are the best. Where am I supposed to click on archives? Where the hell
you click the point.
Which
off
is
the
towards
main
the
page.
Bottom right-hand corner.
Oh, the point. Grant's opinion.
Yeah, there you go.
And then click on the point archive.
And then when you get in there, you can see the point archive. And there you are in all of your brilliance and glory.
Right.
How fun. Yeah, that might. That's so. Oh, I got lip service.
Oh, no. You don't click lip service.
No. You click right below where it says Atlantis.
No, all I see is the point.
Oy vey. How about that?
Okay, so I'm not internet illiterate. Okay.
You know, you look just like my Aunt Wilma.
That's all right. Look, I know what 65 does to a person.
Are you 65? You are not. He's not. She's not 65. You are not. Stop it.
She's getting up there.
74 years old. Okay, now I found the point. I'll find shit.
How old are you, really?
74.
Stop it.
Look, she's been around ever since before the war. You don't know Esther Goldberg's history?
Botox and microdermabrasion have
changed. Is that why you look like you have Bell's palsy on both sides of your face?
Well, only if they don't shoot it. They have these Botox parties now.
I know.
What?
Isn't that ridiculous?
Over in Georgetown.
I have seen commercials on television for Botox now.
Are.
Botox parties? What the hell is that? Where
like
they go?
Tupperware?
Did you see the episode of AbFab this year?
No.
When she had the Botox?
No.
It looked like she had Bell's palsy, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You have a permanent smile on
Maybe.
Your face.
But
anyway, these two wonderful gentlemen, Michael Wise of the Worldwide Gallery, and his lover, Eric Spears. They came to me at one of my shows, and actually Michael is wonderful. He took pictures for The Blade.
Yeah.
You know, he was taking pictures when they were doing that lawsuit.
Good Lord, yes.
And that's how I met Michael, and he became an instant Esther fan, and he and his boyfriend said, hey, we'd like to do your site. I said, okay.
Well, they certainly did a great job, and, you know, I've been kind of digging around, tooling around on here. I've been into... the section that has your diary. You have
that's
a daily
the greatest
diary.
Greatest in the world.
Now, what is what's behind this? I mean, what
it's
has
a diary,
gotten you to
Christian? You write about what happened. do we need to have an ink blot thing?
Well, I mean. Well, now obviously your personal website is something that where you share a great deal about yourself.
And I do in there.
And you feel like actually when I had a diary when I was a kid, I hid it in the mattress. I didn't want anybody to see it. But you're actually letting everybody read
thanks
every
to the
single
Freedom
day.
The Information Act only selected pages and excerpts, not everything.
Okay. So
not
it's not everything. It's just
some
the juicy
have been
stuff.
Released to the public. Did you, and there's a picture of me in my little ruby red slippers. It's so cute.
Yeah, all but the pictures are done.
Everybody's
really well
cute
on this
in
website.
Ruby red slippers.
Now, for you know what? For some reason, I'm on the main page, and I'm every now and then I got to keep refreshing, but the links don't show up there. There they go.
Well, you there's click a, on Esther.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it goes underneath. You go to Esther Goldberg. And says, who is Esther? The whole Magilla exposed.
There we
Esther
go.
Diary. How to be just like me. Photo album. Dear Esther.
Now, who does all of your photographs? These are really
Michael
well done.
Michael Weiss.
Wow.
He is the gentleman that he's one of the best photographers. Because if you go in there, it says go to Worldwide Gallery.
Yeah.
And he is like one of the best photographers, and he's going to be doing all of my new greeting cards.
You actually are having greeting cards
We're doing
made.
Greeting cards, and pretty soon you'll have the Esther Goldberg calendar, which is just going.
Oh on. My God,
the Esther Goldberg calendar.
Now every so then, you've, do you know, have every month's pictures planned, like what you're going to be doing on
the
pictures?
That'll be up soon, and we're taking a little break from the big show right now.
Uh-huh,
the big
okay.
show with the full band and the trombones and the trumpets and
everything. Oh, and uh-huh. the fabulous Viagras.
The fabulous Viagras, because you know I'm adding the backup singers, the screaming Yentas.
Really?
The screaming
but yes,
Yentas.
But we're moving.
The screaming Yentas. You are.
Are they actual Yentas?
Yes, they're real girls. They're not drag queens.
And these are like Yentas, real Yentas.
Screaming Yentas in harmony. They are
in harmony.
They scream in harmony and sing backup for me. If you go on my, if you go click on the big show, and you go to Estavision, watch the video clips. You'll see a clip of me streaming live from the Lisner Auditorium in front of 2,000 people.
Where is this now? They're streaming on your website.
Yes, if you go to the
audio
big
video
show,
clips,
the big
yes.
show. Got it?
Go
okay.
To the big show.
All right.
And then
I'm there.
You see that lovely picture of me with the handcuff, the martini.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm there.
It says Estavision.
Estavision. Watch video
click
clips.
On that.
Okay.
And
watch. This is going to like feed the audio
okay.
right into the show here.
And there you
yep.
go.
Now, is it with audio and everything?
It should be if you've got a good computer.
Wow.
If you've got a good computer. I built that computer.
Well, then, damn it, Vince, it's a damn good computer.
You're
you
right.
are.
You're right, it is.
Is it working?
It is, in
it's
fact.
Working.
And,
it's loading, isn't it?
No, actually, mine is mine's streaming it right now. I don't know why I can. Oh, here we go. Listen to this. There you are.
Yeah, there it is. Isn't that cool?
That is really, really cool, yeah.
And all put together by Michael Weiss. And,
well, he did a great
Eric
job. Spears.
And if you notice, we've got the new thing. We're going to be selling my little tchotchkes instead of eBay.
I see, Oyvay, yeah, okay. Now, what kind of tchotchkes do you plan to pop in that place?
Oh, Estefans. They're little hand fans that you hold, fan yourself with. You too can have an Estefan, and you can be one, hold one, and slap your face with one.
That's great.
But
that is
there's
great.
Also something really big that's happening, boys. I must tell you this. You'll be, I'm announcing it for the very first time.
Oh
on
my
your
God!
Show.
Oh my God! Where's my drum roll when you need it?
Hold on, let me get my vibrator.
Put it up against the phone.
No, let me tell you something. But I'm announcing this on your show. Nobody
oh
knows about it. I don't even think I told you today when I talked to you.
Oh, my God. Let me get a pen.
You okay. don't need a pen. Just listen.
Oh.
We are starting. You know, we have the Fegula feud, which is very big.
Yes, and this is
starting
a weekly thing
game,
at Hamburger Mary's.
But we are moving the Esther Big Show with the band is going on hiatus for a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And we are moving to the Washington Plaza Hotel.
You're
we
kidding
are
me.
Fridays and
that
Saturday
is on Scott
nights.
Circle, right?
Scott Circle. But it's the show's getting bigger. We're adding the backup singers. The band's getting bigger. And it's going to be the only Vegas type, Atlantic City type show in Washington, D.C.
This is amazing. Wow, now, when is this going to start?
And June to late June.
We have to be there for the first show.
I want the two of you to come play the Newlywed Game.
Now, she told me about this, and Vince, you're going to love this.
You didn't tell me. Is this a surprise?
I know.
Is this my prize?
This is kind of a little surprise now.
I'm doing a ripoff, basically, of the Newlywed Game, and it's going to be called the Newlybed Game.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be so hysterical.
Tell me, I can't wait. Tell me what we're doing.
Well, guess you've seen the Newlywed Game.
And we're just going to ask us the questions, and then are we going to be in a bed? How this works?
Well, we have, instead of beds, we have headboards that are made into little couches.
Oh, okay, that's great.
So the little couches,
you'll be right at home, baby.
Yeah. So the little couches are really, really cool. And then what happens is the object is to find out how much you know or don't know about your significant other.
I think that we'll do really well.
So we have three couples. We'll have a gay couple, a lesbian couple, and a straight couple play.
And we'll be the gay couple on the first one?
The lesbian couple, are we going to flip for
them? We've got to just get in touch with her.
So we'll ask things like, say for instance, we'll have you both up there. We'll say hello to both of you.
Uh-huh.
We'll say that to the other couples. And then we'll send Christian off to the soundproof lesbian bathroom. And then what will happen, you'll be on stage fest with the other two people, and then we'll ask you all three questions.
Okay.
Your question would be, if you could bring your mate in for servicing, just like a car, what will they say is the first thing you'd ask to have fixed?
Number one.
Now listen to this.
His gearbox, his airbag, or his gas tank.
I would say his gearbox.
Okay. My gearbox?
That's funny because today when I was playing with Christian,
the gas tank.
He said his gas tank.
Well, the gearbox, gas tank, I guess, you got to decide which one.
Right, the gearbox, gas tank if you're cooking. But anyway, it's questions like that.
He's cooking with butane.
Very, 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 it's a crossover game.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
That's premiering Wednesday night, and we're actually going to open the bar up. In Washington, if you're out there in cyberland, internet world, if you happen to be in Washington, we're opening our bar, free bar from 9 to 10.
Well,
drinks and draft are free.
And
we'll
is this at Titan?
That Titan, which is above Hamburger,
gotcha.
It's part of Hamburger Mary's.
Yes,
chain.
On 14th.
But
the ever increasingly gay 14th streets.
Yes. So that's what's happening. I just announced the big show moving to the Washington Plaza Hotel.
Well, that's amazing. Now,
oh my
how?
God.
Now, is this going to be something that is charged?
Yes.
I mean,
oh, yes.
So
like
it'll
$50.
Be.
It's like $40 to $50 is what they're charging. That includes dinner and the show.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so there's dinner and a show and everything. Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, if you go to Vegas, you're going to spend $75 to $85, and they don't even give you food. You know what I mean?
And I needs my food.
I mean, you go to New York to pay $20-$25 to walk into these places that have bands and stuff. You don't get nothing.
Look,
well,
I can't wait
for that. That sounds great. So that starts in June then.
Mid-June to late June. We're still aren't my attorneys.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Now, listen, we also want to, and so many people had talked about this, too, when you were scheduled for last week, and unfortunately you fell asleep watching your Stone Phillips.
I can't believe that, by the way.
And I said, okay, boys, would you all call me so I don't fall the frick asleep? I was really asleep.
I'm sure you were.
Did you eat turkey that day or something? Couldn't hold them open.
I was having a trip.
Baby, she's 74 years old. Come on.
I can't believe that. I had no idea. I thought you were, easy, at least 20 years younger than that.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's flattering her.
No, I'm serious. Maybe it's all the makeup. I don't know.
It is. They shoot. You watch me through mirrors and gauze.
Oh,
okay.
That's
now, so we sent out an email to let everybody know that you were coming on the show, and part of the email, we actually included a few press clips. Now, these were the recent press clips in the Washington Blade, one of which caused a great deal of concern among people who received the email, and that was the story about you getting bashed in the face.
I got hit in the middle of the cross eyes with a closet pole.
Well, how are you doing it, and what's become of that? I mean,
what happened was I was coming out of the, I had just finished doing the feud that night, and was coming out of the front door, and I was by myself.
Oh, mm-hmm. Where were you now?
On 14th Street in front of the club.
Okay.
And I came out of the club, went to get a cab, and there was nobody out there. Nobody. I do this all the time.
Ugh.
And
Esther, you can't be by yourself like this.
Well, I didn't. Well, I don't now. But anyway, so what happens, I walk out, I look, there's nobody on the street, there's no cab, and all of a sudden somebody says, hey. And I look to turn, and when I do, there were two guys, and all I saw was the giant closet pole coming across and crashing me across the nose. Well, the paramedics said had it been 2 millimeters lower, it would have crushed my nose.
Oh,
and had
Jesus
it been
Christ.
About 5 millimeters higher, it would have fractured my skull. But anyway, they whacked me in the head. They did not rob me, but they threw me into the street. And what was amazing
interesting.
Coincidentally suspicious here was that I had $500 in cash in one pocket, and they didn't rob me.
So this was...
And they didn't call, and they didn't beat the crap. You know, usually hate crime.
Yeah,
stuff
they're
like
just
that.
Like, yeah, they're... Yeah.
They'll rupture your spleen and shit
so
like that.
So this...
It sounds like they're just trying to tell you something, or...
Yeah, well, the cops said
possibly,
it's suspiciously coincidental that at the same time...
Yeah.
Certain people were subpoenaed.
And this is the other story, which we actually sent to everybody. And this
that?
Is a battle over you and a lawsuit over Fagla feud.
Right.
Well, it is really coincidental. Lots of people actually, or a couple of people called in with their own kind of ideas
right.
about
on,
what went on.
If whether or not other people may, some people may or may not be responsible, though we don't know for sure, so we can't
right,
say.
I
we can't
I mean,
speculate
look,
or anything,
but it
but
just
something
seems,
stinks.
It does seem like something smells
well,
nasty.
Well, that's what the detective said, because they called it a felony assault. A felonious assault? Is that what it is?
Well, no, it certainly is.
It's felonious.
Felonious. Like something Martina Navratilova was gonna do.
Well, are you feeling better? I mean,
I have now is I have just a little Band-Aid. My dermatologist, because you know I wear lots of makeup.
Yeah,
I go in and get my face cleaned every 6 weeks. But my dermatologist is also one of the top plastic surgeons. So he gave me some wonderful vitamin K cream that they use on people when they have surgery, when their faces swell.
Yeah, when they're 74.
And so they put it on your face, and it's, I'm putting it on my ass. They keep wondering
why. Is it tighten up the skin?
You could probably use some down there.
Tightens up the ass, let me tell you.
Oh, you put it there on your ass. I thought you meant the cheeks.
Someone thought I had Christy Brinkley's ass the other day. It was unbelievable.
The ass of a gymnast now.
Dude, that's Nadia Comaneci Goldberg.
That's nasty.
Comaneci Goldberg.
But no. So the swelling went down. I'm fine. I just have a little Band-Aid over the main bash, which was over my nose.
Well, good. We're glad to hear
fine.
That.
I'm fine. Court hearing is June 5th.
Yeah. So now, we read a little bit about that. When is that plan to wrap up? Do you see that wrapping up anytime soon, or is it going to be something that just keeps going?
It's totally ridiculous. What it is.
I agree.
It's completely ridiculous.
You know, it's a ripoff of a national television show.
Yeah.
But
and they're ripping off your ripoff.
They're ripping off my ripoff.
What do they think? How do you bring that to court?
How dare them rip off my ripoff?
That's like calling the police because
that original.
That's like calling the police because somebody sold you fake drugs.
Well, you know what is so hysterical is the fact that it is a ripoff of it. It's a fun bar. It's a bar game for crying out loud.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they do it in New York. They do it in Chicago. But what happened was I call mine the Fagla feud.
Yeah.
And certain people decided that they wanted to take that name and trademark it to keep me from
please.
Doing my job.
You know, and clearly this is an effort by people on 17th who are really concerned about gay people moving over to 14th.
Oh, yeah.
And there's things starting to happen over in 14th. Lots of nicer properties opening it up on Logan Circle and over there near Scott Circle where you're going to be performing mid-June.
Right. So it's the new
it's
area.
It's moving over there, yeah. And these people are very, very mad. They can't control it.
Well, look at the blade. Did you get a copy of the blade this week?
No, I didn't get this week's.
You got to get this past week's blade. There's a full-page ad where they took out this ad going, 17th Street, the place to be. The gay street.
When people start doing that there's a real problem that they're trying to address.
They're scrambling. They're trying to cover their asses.
You know, and I guess that's the other thing that upsets me with gay pride. I'm boycotting gay pride in D.C.
Yeah, we're not going to go to it either.
We're not?
Nope.
Why aren't we going, baby?
I'm going to go to the festival, but I'm not going to go to this stupid-ass parade.
Well, the truth is, I really don't tend to go to these to gay pride parades. I think that they're actually kind of embarrassing.
Sometimes they are. You're right.
They're very embarrassing.
I know what you're talking about.
They're called gay pride, but they're
it's really
it's just float after
pride.
Float after float with guys wearing nothing but like a thong with their big cock rings on,
right.
Smacking their dick against their inner thighs, and then you got a motorcycle gang of a bunch of dykes with their little petite girlfriends on the back, and their titties dragging on the ground behind them,
please.
Throwing sparks
get a
off.
Room, be and proud of that in the bedroom,
and they wonder why gay people get a bad. Rap.
That's
Absolutely.
Exactly my. That's exactly what I say. That these gay pride parades are the worst thing that we can do.
It seems like to me too. Gay pride parades all across the country are absolutely getting hijacked by the wrong kind of crowd too.
Yeah, right. It's all like the sex industry or something, or the all the pervs. It's just terrible. I hate it.
I mean,
it's all perverts
the whole thing
up there.
About gay pride in D.C. I didn't do the parade last year. I did the parade the year before. Last year I emceed. The last 3 hours at the festival, with Kim English.
Huge festival down,
the parade is sponsored by the two biggest bars, which are owned by one person, and the parade doesn't even go to 14th Street. The parade ends in front of like JR's.
Let's all go to the bar and get ourselves a drink.
I mean, it's amazing. So I decided since it's this ridiculously stupid. I'm not even going to be a part of it.
I want to go to the festival.
We're not either, Esther.
Well, the festival would be great, but you know what happens, Vince? Is every year the parade happens, everybody follows the parade to the festival. This year, the festival's the next day.
I know. You know what it basically is all about? Bars that have said, you know what? I don't want gay D.C. marching away and going to festivals downtown where vendors are going to be making money off people. I want people to march right into the bar and get themselves a goddamn cocktail.
And that's what they're doing.
And that is not what pride parades are all about at all. And this is an absolute travesty.
Well, that's not what they're supposed to be about. But if you look at them, that's what they're about.
Well,
a bunch of guys flopping their dicks around.
Well, if you
and getting a drink.
If you look at the ads, it says the Gay Pride, the Washington, D.C. Gay Pride Parade, sponsored by JR's and Cobalt.
Yeah.
And it's like, there you go. And so if you notice on my ad, I think you get my emails, because I'm doing the Black Pride for my Fagala Feud.
Oh, great, yeah.
And I wrote in there, D.C.'s Gay Pride is about all of Washington, D.C., Northwest, Southeast, DuPont. It's all these areas are part of Gay Pride, not just two sponsored blogs.
Yeah, you
I
know
agree.
What?
And
I think I'm going to write a letter to the editor of the Washington Blade about this crap.
They're not going to do anything because they're afraid to lose the advertising.
Well, they will. They'll listen. They will pay attention to me, God damn it.
Well, I don't think you should do it. You go for it.
Well, I'm going to.
The other guy that runs MW won't do anything because he's so afraid to lose all the ad money.
Of course, they're both like relying on bar money. They're all relying on bar ads. That's what gay rags all across the country just suck right up to these bars. All
right.
Porn ads, 900 number ads.
Why are we just a bunch of goddamn lushes?
Because that's just the way it is. Well, you've seen my show. I talk about, in my show, how do I end it?
I don't know. You started drinking.
Am I right?
You started drinking.
No. Go screen yourself.
Oh, wait. That's not what you meant.
Go get a thing of Spanish evidence, okay?
She uses it to lure her men. No,
no. Oh, I'm sorry. That was water. Never mind.
It was vodka. Anyway, I end my show, if you remember, talking about how gay people hurt themselves more than the right-wingers and these crazy fanatics ever try. Sometimes we cause more pain and make steps go backwards, so many steps, because we do so much crap against us.
I agree. And
agree.
The gay pride parades are at the top of the list of the things that because I don't participate in it, but the gay community does to make the entire community look like we're not worthy of the respect that we demand.
And the problem is...
What do they always print on the front page of every paper in the country when there's a gay pride parade?
Drag queens,
exactly.
Or some
right.
Fat guy in a harness, or some guy
right.
In a thong with a big cock
right.
Ring on.
So you got the thong, the guy wrapped up in a chain link fence and a rubber tie.
Now, IT Bear in the chat room, and here is he's from Michigan, he says, I have to be... I have to be at Pride Fest here in Detroit. I'm working a table for my agency. Caleb in the chat room, who's in Wisconsin, says there are more things to be proud of besides getting a hard cock stuck up you.
But Caleb would love to start with that.
Well, we love you, Caleb.
Yeah, and you know, I agree. It seems like a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, like 10 years ago, your community leaders were the very people that were standing up and inspiring people locally to get involved, and they would
That's
put together these events. That is exactly what it used to be about.
But then the bars started
you're right.
Promoting and sponsoring
here.
It.
Oh,
that's
it's every,
no.
You know
I've
what?
Been to
I've
gay pride here.
In
I've been to gay pride in California in two different places in California. Oh. I think it was San Diego and I don't remember the other one. It was a long time. It was like 94. But you know that they do the same stuff. You know, a bunch of dykes on bikes with their titties throwing sparks because they're dragging on the ground behind them. big fat hairy guys in leather. With their chaps on and maybe underwear, but probably some sort of leather hong.
Baby.
And then the dick bar and the muscle bar guys with a thong and a cock ring on smacking their dick against their inner thighs.
Hey.
You know, just riding down the street.
Can't we all just get along?
And drag queens.
And
drag
queens. Can't we all just get along?
It's disgusting.
I know what you're talking about. It drives me crazy.
And it's not just because I'm 30 that I think that. I've thought that ever since the first one I saw. I thought there's nothing to be proud of when I look at this. I don't want to be associated with this.
Now, Becky,
this isn't something to respect.
Becky in the chat room, who is up in New England, says Esther sounds eerily like Aunt Charlotte. Like my Aunt Charlotte, okay.
You're kidding me.
I guess you sound like
Aunt Charlotte. What's
I guess
name?
Becky, and I think she's in Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, God
Where?
Bless you, Becky. I get that a lot. I do. Everybody thinks I sound like their aunt or
baby. Baby, I think Esther looks a lot like Aunt Wilma, don't you
really?
Think?
Really? I don't know what
looks like
your
Aunt
Wilma
You've
looks
seen
like.
Pictures of Aunt Wilma.
Motleyman29 in the chat room says, what could you want? Men and beer. What more could you want? Men and beer. Okay.
Oh, whatever.
Must be from Oregon.
Yeah, really. Or Alaska or something.
Well, listen, Esther, we thank you so much for joining us today. And your website, brand spanking new, Michael Weiss and the Eric, what's his last name, Eric's name?
Eric Spears.
What a wonderful job that they did putting together EstherGoldberg.com. And when is the next show?
When is the next show? We have the feud. Well, I did a feud this week, Black Pride Feud, and then next. Oh,
Black
Pride
Feud.
It was great.
Next week is a very. Here goes the old Jew trying to promote herself again. Next week, my dear, dear friends from the Washington, D.C. Gay Men's Chorus.
Oh.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Anyway, we are doing, about 2 months ago, we did the Wizard of Oz feud, which was, they did the full Wizard of Oz production with a full 36-piece orchestra.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
I don't know if you saw that. It was
no,
a huge Broadway show.
I would have loved to
have
seen that.
Wow.
But they're getting ready to do, I don't know if anybody's been reading about it, but we're doing the big Sondheim festival here at the Kennedy Center for like the whole month, starting now and all through June. And so the Gay Men's Chorus is doing Sondheim and Hammerstein. And it's the songs of Stephen Sondheim and us and Roger Hammerstein.
Right.
And they're doing a whole tribute. So they are coming on to promote that on my Fegula Feud next week.
Very
so
cool.
They're coming as we've got the seven Von Trapp children playing against four nuns. Hosted by a Jew.
And so what night is this and what time and where?
It will be 9:30, 9 o'clock, because you come and watch, everybody comes and watches, what's that gay sitcom? Will and Grace.
Oh, Will and Grace, yeah.
Yeah, they all come and watch Will and Grace, and then they stay tuned for the feud. So this week is a Sound of Music feud. Next week is a Sound of Music feud.
Excellent.
This is
gonna
great.
Be so much fun.
Excellent. And if you want more information for all of those
Esther
people in
Goldberg
the local area.
The H.
Excellent.
E-S-T-E-R. Esther. Without
Goldberg.
The H. Esther, thank you so much. And we're so sorry to keep you up so late.
So much fun.
Take
maybe
care.
Maybe when I get to see you next, it'll be on my newly bed game.
I think so.
All right.
God, I hope so.
Take
Anytime
care.
Anytime you ever need anybody to babble, just call me and wake me up.
All
we'll
right.
Good night.
Bye.
Love you. Good night. Baby,
Esther Goldberg, ladies and gentlemen.
I love Esther Goldberg.
I do too. She's a wonderful, wonderful local star.
And she looks like my Aunt Wilma, kind of, and kind of sounds like her too.
That's funny that Becky in the chat room said that she sounded like her aunt, Charlotte.
She sounds like everybody's aunt, probably.
Well, toll-free across the U.S. and Canada, 866-542-2529. When we come back, you know there's a song that I forgot to play last night and yesterday.
Sweet!
It's a little WWF action on your ass, yes.
Wesley Willis.
Right here on Christian and Vince. Don't get me wrong or anything. I don't like the gay.
I'm not the gay or nothing.
But,
oh my God.